I'd like to welcome you back to All That Stuff and Practice series. The story is told of a young couple just a few weeks after they get married. They're staying home for Shabbos for the first time. They're making Shabbos. And as many times happens, things got hectic Friday afternoon. And only right before the woman, the new kallel, lit candles for Shabbos, did she remember that she forgot to put up hot water for Shabbos. So she quickly went, took an urn, filled it up with cold water, plugged it in, and then immediately went to light candles. Her husband, when he saw what happened, was a little bit disappointed. He thought he was marrying this nice religious girl, and it turns out, according to him, he thought that she was over on the Isser of Shehiya. She was over the rabbinic prohibition of Shehiya. Now, yesterday's daf, Shabbos daf Lamed Vav, we started new Perek Perekira, and the discussion the Gemara has that started in yesterday's daf and continues on to today's daf, Shabbos daf Lamed Zayin, pertains to the prohibition of Shehiya. There are multiple rabbinic prohibitions when it comes to preparation of food on Shabbos, and one of them is Shehiya. That although biblically, midoraisa, you're allowed to allow malachos to be done on Shabbos, you're allowed to have food cooked on Shabbos as long as all your actions were completed before Shabbos. And therefore, midoraisa, you're allowed to put raw food on a flame before Shabbos and have it cooked on Shabbos. Rabbinically, they made a prohibition to put food on an open flame before Shabbos that will remain on the flame on Shabbos unless the flame is covered, unless it's what's called garuf v'katum, which perhaps another time we'll be able to define. But even on an open flame, we saw that there's a machlokas tanaim between Hananiah and the Chachamim. What type of food aren't you allowed to leave on an open flame? That the Chachamim are of the opinion that only if the food is totally fully cooked and leaving on the flame is what's called minstamek viralo, it's detrimental for the food to remain on the flame, that's when you're allowed to leave it. That's when you're allowed to do shehiya, you're allowed to put the food on an open flame from before Shabbos and leave it there through Shabbos. While Hananiah is more lenient and he says as long as the food isn't raw, as long as it's partially cooked, k'maychol ben drusai, a third cooked or half cooked, then you're allowed to leave it on the open flame. Now the halacha is, we paskin, at least the Ashkenazim certainly paskin like Hananiah, that as long as it's partially cooked, as long as it's a third or half cooked, that's enough that you would be allowed to leave food on a flame, on an open flame, from before Shabbos and remain there on Shabbos. And therefore, going back to this case, the woman filled up the urn with cold water, and then she plugged it in, and immediately she was mekabel Shabbos. She accepted Shabbos when she lit Shabbos candles. Therefore, her husband, observing what happened, thought that she was over on Shehiya. She was putting totally cold water, raw food, on an open flame, presumably, from before Shabbos, from before she lit, and was remaining there after she lit candles. And her husband thought that it would be a problem. But the truth is that you could look at this from two angles and say that she did nothing wrong. On one hand, you could argue that perhaps a hot water urn is considered garuf v'katum, and that is because the whole reason why the Rabbanan enacted this prohibition of leaving food on an uncovered flame is because there's a concern, maybe you're going to stoke the flame in order to raise the temperature. Many urns, not all urns, but many urns don't have an adjustable temperature. And therefore there's no concern of shamiyachata, you can't change the temperature, and therefore the whole Isra of Shehiya may not apply. However, this is a matter of a small debate among the poskim, whether a non-adjustable flame is considered garuf v'katum. And the truth is that there's another angle to look at this that would make it that what this woman did is totally fine l'chadchila, and anyone can l'chadchila act in such a manner in turning on the hot water urn immediately before candlelighting, as long as you light candles at the time that you're supposed to light candles, around 18 minutes or whatever time your community has that practice before sunset. And that is based on a tshuva from Shlomo Zalman Orbach in Mincha Shlomo Chelek Beis Simen Lamedalid, in which he writes that the requirement that food be cooked, at least k'maychol ben drusai, at least a third or a half cooked, by the time Shabbos comes along, is not referring to your personal acceptance of Shabbos, your Tosefa Shabbos, but rather is based on sunset, is based on Shkia. And as long as the food is sufficiently cooked by the time the sun sets, that's enough, even though it's going to remain raw when you accept the Shabbos. And therefore, when this woman plugged in the urn, immediately before her own candlelighting, true, it was still cold when she accepted Shabbos for herself. And that's where her husband made this mistake. He thought that she was leaving raw food, cold water, on a flame into Shabbos. But the truth is that I don't care about your own personal acceptance of Shabbos. All we care about is sunset. And it only takes a few minutes for water in the urn to heat up. And assuming that she lit around 18 minutes before sunset, it's almost certain that the food's going to be sufficiently cooked by the time the sun sets, and therefore there wouldn't be any problem at all of heating the water in such a manner so close to Shabbos.